And I would joined at the No Tomorrow Festival by Milky Chance, by Philip and Clemens. Hey, how are you guys doing before your set at 6 o'clock?
Good. Pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, you're looking forward to it?
Yeah, of course.
Definitely.
Yeah. And what can we expect to hear from you in the set? Is it going to be new stuff or all the old stuff?
Well, the set is not that long. Maybe there might be one or two new songs, I don't know. But we just try to, we concentrate on the energy.
Yeah.
And yeah, just keep it.
well, you're quite a relatively new band anyway. You kind of came to the fore in like 2012, 2013. So it's all relatively new stuff now anyway, isn't it? Is there more new stuff coming up? Is there an album coming up soon? Or?
I wouldn't say soon, but we will record new stuff in winter. So that's what we plan now. But there are a lot of new songs.
Yeah.
So...
Now, Stolen Dance was probably your biggest hit. Like, it was your first single, number one all over Europe. Is there anything coming up that you think can replicate that success?
Of course.
Of course, we got three more. I don't know, that's hard to say. No, I think we just try to write songs and do songs that we like and that we love to play, so we can, if we feel comfortable and good with it, we can maybe convince the people, you know, something like this.
And in terms of songwriting, I know you're a duo. Is it that way in the songwriting as well? Is it like a combined effort, or do you go off on your own and do your own stuff and come together afterwards, or do it together?
Yeah, I'm the songwriter, okay. And we produce together. So it's more like a songwriter-producer duo. But I mean, there's one song, maybe there will be more, where he produced like the whole instrumental thing, and I came to it, and it was kind of the other way around. So basically,
he starts with the song.
I start songwriting on guitar, and I always finish all the melodies and harmonies. And sometimes, there was one song where he had some harmonies and stuff like this, and I just started writing a melody for it. But
so like, how did you get into music? What's your biggest inspiration?
When I was 14, 15, I listened a lot to Bob Marley and Jack Johnson, but also to old stuff. We played a lot of old music, like Ray Charles, like all the stuff from the 60s and 70s and before. Jazz, blues, rock and roll. So,
do you reckon jazz and blues kind of influence your style?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, a lot. We just had a jam session, I guess, like 3 days ago back home with our old band that we had before. We played a lot of blues and jazz stuff.
So you guys were in America recently, like on your tour last year, and you played at Coachella. How was that? That must have been amazing.
It was crazy. It was a good experience. Really big. Kind of overwhelming. The first weekend was horrible for me because I was really sick and had problems with my voice, and we had to quit the set, like, I don't know, both songs before. So, but the second one was good.
Yeah. So you played played America and you played all over Europe. Where's the favorite place you've played?
There's no favorite. It's hard to pick a favorite because there are so many places you really want to go. There are a lot of nice festivals and venues, and there will be a lot of nice festivals and venues this summer where we've never been before. So, and of course, it always depends on the daily mood. You know, sometimes you just...
Yeah, I think the favorite is just the diversity of everything.
Yeah.
So that's what makes it, like, special.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're in a good mood, the worst place could be awesome for you. So.
Yeah.
Is this the first time you've played England, then?
This one?
Yeah.
No. We played last year.
First festival, though, I guess.
This year?
Oh, no, we played...
No, we played Reading and Leeds.
Yeah.
Last year.
Brilliant. Yeah, thanks a lot, guys, and good luck with your set.
Cheers.
Thank you.
The lovest place. I was stuck in the puddle full of tears, and I'm white. Stuck doing snow. No, that we've paid unlike, honey, I know. Hey, when we walked out alone, I felt like we can throw away the forces of a past.